Guys, and welcome back to another episode of Good Vibes with Robert Alexander. I hope you've been enjoying this season so far. I've definitely enjoyed recording these episodes. They've been very affirming to me. Just even the playback that I've listened to, I've just really enjoyed hearing the way my mind works objectively. And I do want to say, as much as I loved last week's episode, I do want to clarify that, you know, I am a huge advocate for therapy. I don't take it lightly. I think that everyone can benefit from therapy. And I want to speak just quickly as to how I came to the decision to end things with my therapist. You know, I had already been having feelings of ending that relationship. And when he said what he said to me in our last session, I just felt that that was the perfect time to go ahead and just put a bow on it. But I do want to say I've since been matched with a new therapist, and I'm excited to start things with her. And so I didn't want anyone to take away from that I don't take it seriously or that it was this spontaneous decision. It was just, I'm someone who, you know, subconsciously I'm focusing on what I want and working towards that and thinking about it, and so that when I do quickly, or what appears to be me making a hasty decision, is actually me going ahead and deciding to pick a side, because I have been straddling the fence on the matter for a month or more. Anyway, with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the episode. This week, I've been practicing the act of just being. It's been about 2 weeks since I've had therapy, and it's interesting because I think because I've been kind of swimming on my own without a therapist, I've been intentional. I'm very mindful of the words I use. I was going to say hypervigilant, but that's too intense. I've been very intentional about how I spend my time. I've been very aware of my thoughts. I've been sensitive to equipping tools that allow me to maintain peace. And with that being said, I do want to just share with everyone listening that progress is not linear. You know, better does not go straight towards your goal. Some days are better than others, and that's been my experience. But I've been also very mindful of giving myself grace through this experience. With that being said, I have a very small library, and I have books that sometimes I just buy and that don't necessarily resonate with me at the time of purchasing the book. But I recently picked up a book that I bought years ago, The 7 Spiritual Laws to Success, I think that's what it's called, by Deepak Chopra. And immediately upon reading it, I've began to benefit from it. It's just given me tools mainly the point of even bringing it up is showing me how to just be. And I talked about this in the first episode. You know, as a hairstylist, I'm always anticipating that as an entrepreneur, I'm always anticipating what's next. I am the chief executive officer. I am the marketing manager. I am on top of sales. I am on top of services. I am recording a podcast. There are a million things on my to-do list at all times. And I find that I have to be intentional about doing nothing sometimes. Though I am climbing a mountain, there are times where there's a plateau to just rest and drink water and observe the view And it's very easy for me to forget to do that. So again, I know that I'm not the only one, and that's why I find it important to share this perspective. And so being intentional about being means that I'm not listening to music. I'm taking my Apple Watch off so that I don't see the notifications for whatever app is going off at the time. I'm not reading, I'm not watching TV, I'm not doing anything that stimulates me. And most importantly though, while I'm sitting, I'm not judging. And I think that judging is such a huge part of our culture right now. On Instagram, we're constantly criticizing, you know, the quality of a picture, the pose, the fashion. Can this person sing? Is her hair cute? Is she pretty? Is he handsome? Or whatever the case, do I agree with this man's thoughts? We're constantly judging, and I am hugely a part of that as well. I am constantly judging, so much so that in the book, it's showing me and teaching me the practice of not judging, deciding that today I will not judge. And it's not easy. Even in sitting still, I'm thinking, I'm observing, I'm judging, I'm criticizing, and that can be mentally draining. And so sitting still and just allowing those thoughts to quiet themselves and enjoy silence and peace is something most of us probably haven't experienced since childhood. Honestly, I can't think of a time that I just intentionally sat still and did nothing. And it makes me think about the peace of a baby, like inside of the mother's womb, where there are no thoughts, there are no worries, concerns, or fears. The baby is just growing, existing, allowing. And I'm finding that I'm making a lot of reference to the state of a child's mind, but it's because it is unfazed, it is unaffected, you know. That's what I aspire to adopt. So many of us have equipped methods of coping or defending or protecting ourselves from the experiences and things that we've endured. And it is so much more difficult to simply be unjaded, unthwarted by experiences. And I find that unless we are intentional about making a change and stopping negative or bad habits in their tracks, they will continue with the momentum that they have. And typically these things have a snowball effect. And so hypervigilance, hypercritical thinking, overcompensating, filling up silent spaces where you could simply just be quiet, you just get better and better at these bad skills. I have certainly gotten better and better at these unhealthy approaches to socializing and thinking and operating. And so with this episode, I just want to invite you to chill and just be, in the words of Jill Scott. And it's funny, I would say that recently was the first time since I've been dating the person I'm dating. He came over and I felt like it was the first time I wasn't trying to be liked or overcompensate or overdo or overperform. My place was zen AF, like super peaceful, energy was fantastic, and I was very relaxed, and I loved that energy, and he was very receptive to that energy. And an interesting thing about it is that it may not have felt any different to him, but what matters most to me is that it felt entirely different for me. The energy just felt so much more organic and natural. As someone who's constantly thinking 10 steps ahead, the crazy part is, and let's just go on a tangent real quick, I'll never forget. I can't remember who said it, but I'll never forget the quote. Being focused on the past causes depression, and being focused on the future causes anxiety. And so here I am replaying conversations that I've had constantly. And I don't identify as depressed, but I would say that it certainly isn't a healthy habit to constantly be replaying past conversations and actions and experiences while also thinking about the future and what the next 10 steps will look like. And I just want to have you think about a car that is trying to be in both reverse and drive, and what that does to the transmission, what that does to the engine, what that does to the health of the vehicle long term. Perhaps it's sustainable for a little while, whatever a little while means, but long term, it isn't healthy. And if a car is doing that, quite naturally, what is the best thing to do? Put it in park. Just let it sit, right? And so that's what I want to encourage everyone to do every once in a while we're traversing, while we're going up this mountain. Sometimes it's nice to just camp, to just put it in park, to just relax, and to just be. This episode is going to be short and sweet, like most of them are. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you'd like to keep the conversation going, write the show at chatgoodvibes@gmail.com. And until next time, start a conversation with someone and continue to spread these good vibes. Bye.